You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Apparently, they need a date night. I'm reading a story here that I'm going to use to kick off our odds and ends segment that says you are 14% less likely to break up if you have a date night once a month.
Okay. That's about what I do. Well, we do about once a month.
Seems like you should be able, regardless of your situation, you should be able to figure out a way to get out for a date once a month.
Just even dinner or something.
I gotta find me a date. Just one.
Start with a date and then have a date night.
Can you watch the kids for me? So
hey.
I won't.
Auntie,
I would. Auntie, you have a nice bar. I would.
Let's go.
That's good. We're giving away tickets with Mark Andrew today to see Ariana Grande. He'll give those away today between 12 and 1.
Love her.
Well, will you love her doing country? Because she says...
No.
I don't know.
She says, quote, "My grandpa, he always wanted me to do something in the country world."
Oh, twangy.
She goes, "If that opportunity comes along, I'd have to say, hell yeah. Gonna make that happen someday." So Ariana Grande, she of the Lickin' Donuts...
Yeah, that could be one of her songs.
Yeah.
Lickin' Donuts.
Wasn't her quote something like, "God, I hate Americans.
Yeah, Lickin' Donuts.
That is
I hate
a
Americans.
Great country theme.
The only country artist. Yeah. She says she grew up a big fan of the Dixie Chicks, so maybe she'd sound like that.
That's not really country. You know, they're saying Lady Gaga's new album has a lot of like country influences. And it's not going to be kind of like so electric.
She could pull that off,
to.
I think.
Yeah.
She can sing, so she's able to do anything.
Yeah, she's actually talented.
Speaking of somebody else who can sing, Adele, her album 25 has gone diamond in less than a year. Are you wondering what that means?
It means it's a jewel I do not have.
A little bit.
The word diamond means it has sold 10 million copies.
Dang.
In less than a year.
Did you see the story yesterday that talked about how when she quit smoking, her voice got worse, actually?
Yeah, and I think some people were worried that that would be taken as some sort of pro-smoking stance.
Right.
She said, when I stopped smoking, my voice went to hell.
My music started sucking.
Yeah. Huh.
I wonder what she said.
Because she had the polyp too, didn't she? Remember?
Ouch.
She had some sort of vocal cord issue. Yeah.
Huh. She's good. She's fine.
We're bouncing all over the place like we like to do on Odds and Ends. I want to get to Jeremy's mother's mailbox in a second.
Excuse me?
I do. But first, this one shouldn't take us very long. It's they said, please no name. They're getting married in July. Quick question. Is it socially acceptable to tell people to not bring their kids to a wedding? I've asked a few people. They immediately said it was rude. They say most people won't bring them anyway. But if a few do, it's not a big deal. What do you guys think? Again, no name, but getting married in July. So planning, let me see, that's 10 months out or so, wondering if they can put no kids on the invitation.
Yes!
Of course you can.
When you put no,
do
it. When you send out invitations, kids. Did you put no kids on there? You didn't.
No, but it was just like a plus one. So you send it to a spouse and, you know, you figure...
Plus guest.
The plus guest is going to be the spouse.
Yeah, but a lot of people assume that plus one means I can bring my spouse, and then we've got kids, so we're going to bring them. They don't count them.
Nobody assumes
they don't consider them a plus.
Yeah, they do.
What?
No.
Yes.
I think it also gets tricky. Like, if you have a kid before you get married, then obviously that kid's going to be there. So you can't just have like your kid and not everybody else's. You know what I mean? So like, there's other factors.
Sure, you can.
You really? So, I think that's a little rude.
No kids allowed.
Wait a minute. You mean to have your own kids at the wedding, but no one else's?
Right.
Right.
But it is your wedding.
It is your kids.
I know, but
it's your spawn.
That you don't like rub it in.
You only like your
face.
Spawn. You don't like other spawns.
It's so true. It's more true than
I'm around
fun.
A lot of other people's spawns.
You know, and if you've got a ring bearer and a flower girl, then you've got kids there. So is that the same argument, Emily?
Choose your quota.
You can only have two. Tuxedo on a dog. Let's have a dog wedding.
What are we telling no name getting married in July?
Yeah, absolutely.
Figure it out yourself.
This is an adult wedding.
Okay, figure it out yourself. I just thought we'd try to be helpful.
You're getting married, and I watch Netflix, so good for you. Do whatever you want.
Invite all the kids you want. Get a bounce house
there
in the
church.
Have
no adults. Make it a kid-only wedding.
Go with the...
Get a petting zoo and a bounce house. It'd probably be the best wedding ever.
Oh, that's funny.
A lot of boogers.
A lot of kid box. A lot of cooties. You wouldn't
have
to kiss.
A lot of cooties and boogers.
I want to talk about Jeremy's mother's mailbox.
So I'm helping mom today because she sent me a text and she's like, can you help me with this internet? She has no idea how to use the internet. She's looking for mailbox
covers. Your mother's not that old.
Yeah, so she just still doesn't know how to use the internet.
Can she not get it on her Motorola check her Razr flip phone?
No, her phone easily has like 5,000 photos on it because she has no idea how to get the photos off her phone either. So I usually have to go over there about every 6 months and dump like an entire hard drive of photos off of her phone. She's very confused by the internet. She drives around with a phone book in her car in case she needs to look up a phone number because she doesn't know how to look it up on her phone. So she's got the Dex white and yellow pages in her car.
Huh.
Any hooters. So she called me yesterday.
Why they still put those things on people's front doorsteps.
It's for his mom.
It's for Danny Padgett.
Yep. She texted me and said, I need help because I need a new mailbox cover. So my mom buys these mailbox wraps.
What's that?
For the seasons.
Wait, so your mom actually
We have standalone mailboxes.
Okay.
We don't have a big community one.
Yeah, I understand.
So she decorates the mailbox
every like putting
season.
Clothes on it?
Yeah. It's like a plastic wrap. She's looking for a fall one with some scarecrows and pumpkins
That's
on it.
Pretty cool.
And so she wraps her mailbox to display the seasons.
I have to ask you something.
She's got Christmas
birthday
one.
Does she also do the fuzzy toilet lid thing? Does she? Say yes.
No,
you know she does.
But she does the fuzzy floor one, but nothing on the lid. Nothing
really?
On the lid. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
about. We've all been in those houses where people have got the fuzzy toilet lid and
does
then the one
have,
that goes on top of the tank. And
how about the padded seat? Padded
I think one of the toilets in the house has the padded seat.
That's
that goes
so...
Yeah.
You sit on it.
So weird.
When it gets all sweaty.
It covers your farts.
So
she actually covers that according to the seasons as well.
Right.
She's got leaves on
pumpkin spice
it.
Fart spray.
Some snowflakes at Christmas time. So that's like, my afternoon, guys. Don't be jealous.
If I had my own mailbox instead of my stupid community one, I would totally do that. That is dope, Danny.
It's pretty festive. She's the only one in the neighborhood that really does it, I think. So the mailman probably gets a kick out of it.
Are they difficult to put on and take off?
I don't know. I've never applied one. I'm sure it's like a Saran wrap. It kind of adheres to the mailbox.
I have this. Oh my God, I think I'm turning into your mother. I bet your mom has, like, when she brings to a birthday party or something, she'll bring a bottle of wine, but she dresses up the bottle of wine.
Right, like a snowman.
Yeah, I have that. I have clothes for my bottles of wine. I'm turning into Jeremy's freaking mother. Uh-huh. I want to jump out this window right now.
People who dress up, okay.
Wine.
Wine.
Yeah.
Their mailboxes, their toilets, and their dogs. It's like.
I got Kramer a new fall hoodie.
They're crazy.
Four horses of the apocalypse right there.
And when they got the yellow pages in their front seat.
Wine.
Right. Oh, God. I'm going to die alone.
Man. Yeah, I'm going to turn into my mom. And,
Well, bless her heart.
Yeah. So that'll be my afternoon on Amazon, searching for wraps for the mailbox.
I wouldn't even know what to search for on Amazon, but...
Mailbox covers, I think. I haven't even been on.
There's
got to
be
right
like 47 stores on Etsy.
And I wonder what they're going for.
Probably.
I mean, it's a piece of plastic.
Oh, hold on. I'm just going to search mailbox covers. In the patio, lawn, and garden department. And here they are. They're about $12 to $16. $12 to $16. You can get
there's a ton of them.
Get a load of this. The fall.
Happy fall, y'all.
Fall Glory Floral Magnetic Mailbox Cover.
It's a bestseller.
I want a mailbox.
Uh-huh.
Do they have large sizes?
Here you go. The Patriotic Pumpkin Mailbox Cover. It's got the pumpkins and other gourds along with an American flag.
America.
Doesn't your mom have a whole like rooster theme in the kitchen too?
Yep, she's
like,
one of those people that has roosters and pigs and cows.
She's country shabby.
Yeah, folk. It's folk art.
Here's one with a horn of plenty.
I'm in.
Let's get that one. Mom, we're getting you a horn of plenty. Well, good luck. Hey, do me a favor. Will you take a picture of it and then post it for us?
Hells yeah.
Once it's on, but I want to wait until it has been applied to the mailbox.
Okay.
So, all right. We'll look for that.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.